نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك اسم ربك ذي الجلال والإكرام صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله we continuing with our series on the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this pre-iftar Ramadan program Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept inshaAllah so every year we have three different categories are different topics. One is the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second one is matters relating to spiritual maladies. And the third one is on the topic of qiyamah. So inshallah we'll have this every third day. Each one we'll have as the day comes. So today we commence with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we speak about the name of Allah, we're speaking of Allah, that is his name. That is the ismi dhat, that is the personal name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the greatest name. If Allah is the greatest being, then obviously his name is also very, very great, which is in accordance to his greatness. But the thing is, how do we actually comprehend and encompass the greatness of this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we cannot fully comprehend the greatness of the name of Allah Ta'ala because we cannot fully comprehend the greatness of Allah. The greatness of his name will only be in accordance to how much we have understood his greatness. And the greatness of Allah Ta'ala is way beyond our understanding and our comprehension. So yes, different people have acquired different what we can call ma'rifah, recognition of the greatness of Allah. But yet ahead of that and beyond that, there's still much, much more greatness which nobody can actually comprehend. So, but whatever our level of understanding and recognition is, based on that, we must try and understand and gain the understanding of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, based obviously on the greatness we have about his position. Now, obviously, the name Allah is something very easy on our tongues. In fact, Allah has made it so easy that it has only basically got, if you can say, four letters or even three letters, because the two lams are repeated, alif, lam, lam, and ha. And it has been put on the tongue of anybody and everybody so they can pronounce it and they can repeat it with the greatest amount of ease. So, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. And the name is so easy that we don't use it only when we're making ibadah. This is the name that we are using all the time. For example, when we start our salah, we say Allahu Akbar. When we finish our salah, we say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. When a baby is born, we give azan in the baby's ears. First thing we say, Allahu Akbar. Same baby when it grows up and becomes old and passes away, we read janazah salah. The last thing we say in the janazah salah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. In between also we say the different Allahu Akbar and so forth. Likewise, when we are praising Allah, we say Alhamdulillah, again Allah. And when we are complimenting somebody, we say MashaAllah. And when we are making du'as also, we say Allahumma, Allahumma. And when we thank somebody also, we say what? We say Barakallah or Jazakallah or whatever. So this name is very easy and very common on all our tongues. But at the same time, we must understand that we're not just taking the name of any being who is just somebody and random with a random name. No, we are taking a great, great, blessed name of a great being. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other thing about the name Allah is that it is filled and it is a carrier of every kind of goodness, mercy, compassion, love, protection, care, whatever can be found is all in the name of Allah. So the minute we say Allah, we are attracting and bringing down upon us much of the goodness that it carries. That's why when we make dhikr, why do we make the dhikr of Allah? You know, we repeat the name of Allah, we say Allah, Allah, Allah. So that the more we say it, the more the effects of that beautiful name can penetrate our hearts and the more we can become connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the object of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah says, Tabarakasmu Rabbika. Blessed is the name of your Rabb. Blessed. It is a very barakat name. It's a blessing name. Blessed name. Then also we know that it is so blessed. Just one or two examples. For example, you get two strange people, a male and a female. Strange. from different parts of the world, one from the east and one from the west. And then they get together, and when they become halal for each other, in the name of Allah. Till they do not make nikah, until the name of Allah is not mentioned, they're not halal for each other. So see the barakah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name brings between two people. Or when we're slaughtering an animal, we know that animals that are supposed and permissible to consume, right? Those animals will also become only halal when the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taken upon it. And alhamdulillah, once the name of Allah is taken, not only does that animal become halal, but according to some people who have experienced it, they say this animal and this meat here got a very different taste. So we heard of some non-Muslim butchers who only come and buy their meat from Muslim abattoirs. Why? And we also heard of Muslim, non-Muslim clients who only will buy from Muslim butchers because they say the entire meat here has got a different flavor, a different feeling. So it is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has permeated the very meat and the flesh of that particular animal when we took it at the time of making qurbani. So this particular name of Allah, the more we ponder, the more we make dhikr, the more its greatness will enter into our hearts. And no other being has got this name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says in the Quran, هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيَّا, that do you know of anyone else who has got this particular name or who is worthy of having this name? In Surah Taha, Allah makes mention. You know anyone who is worthy of this particular name? No, it's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we find people of different religions. They also believe, many of them, in the supreme being, in the creator, and they have got different names for him, which they gave to their supreme deity. For example, we find in the Hindu religion, they will refer to what we say Allah, they will refer to their supreme being as Bhagwan, right? Or they will say Ishwar. So these are names which they are calling. But compared to the name Allah, those names don't have the same barakah and the same blessing in there. Then we find amongst the Yahudi, the Jews, they also got certain. They got Elohim, and they got Adonai, and they got Hashem. These are the names which they specifically use for who we refer to as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who they refer to as their supreme being. Then in the African traditional religions also, you find the same thing. They got some names. For example, they will say, you know, Modimo or Nkulunkulu or Morena or something like that. And others will say Kumbaya. So these are their names which they have given to whom they understand and perceive to be the supreme being. All these are names. What their belief about their supreme being is, that's a different topic. But the name that we have got is not just a name, not just a random name. It is a name that carries with it the greatest amount of barakah. That's why we say, I do things in the name of Allah. We know the famous hadith, whoever undertakes any task without saying the name of Allah, that task of his will be incomplete, it will be defective. That's why we do everything. We say Bismillah. Say Bismillah means say in the name of Allah and go ahead. Everywhere we say Bismillah when we start, when we are traveling, wherever it might be. We start some new job or any other venture, we say Bismillah. So it's not just a random name. It carries with it a great amount of, besides greatness, the barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to understand the greatness of this name, very briefly, we look at the ayat of the Quran that express and describe the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs everything that's in the heaven and everything that's on the on the earth and everything that is below the earth also. So that is the power and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is described in this particular ayat of the Quran. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything below the earth belongs all to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is another thing to keep in mind, right? So now we know in this world, if we think somebody is great, how they will describe his greatness? They will say, you know that guy, he owns that entire block of flats and he holds those entire block of streets. So we'll say, okay, he owns that and he owns whatever. So based on what the person owns, we will say this man is somebody. So we can't compare Allah Ta'ala to anybody. But just to give an example, Allah is the owner of the heavens and the earth and whatever is beneath there. So then that must bring into our heart the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, this name is befitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another place Allah says, لَهُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَا وَمَا خَلْفَنَا وَمَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ. To Allah belongs that what is in front of us, what is behind us, and what is in between that. Another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah is the one who is the creator of everything. فَاطِرُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The originator of the heavens and the earth. Allah is بَدِيعُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Also the originator of the heavens and the earth. And there are lots of other ayat. وَسِعَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. That the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses everything. Again, we give an example. You know, we say, that man, I respect him because, you know, he's very learned. He's an expert. So the learned man. So he's learned in one particular field and we look up to him. So Allah ta'ala is learned. He's got everything. He's not even learned. He's a possessor of knowledge of everything, everything. Therefore, Allah is so great. Therefore, because of his greatness, obviously, his name also is appropriately great. Then also another thing to keep in mind is that the name of Allah, the Alif and the Lam and the Lam and the Ha, each letter according to the Arifin, those who have gained the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, each letter actually is carrying in it a great amount of greatness. So not only the name Allah, each letter has got in it some great amount of greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we say Allah. Alif Lam Lam Ha. But that is the name of Allah. But each letter. Now, what are these? The Mashayikh and the Ma'arifin have gone into details. What the Alif stands for, the first Lam stands for, the second Lam and the small Ha. That's a whole different discussion and explanation. But I got one kitab here with me. It is called Fathullah. And this kitab is in two volumes, 500 pages each. So that means it's 1,000 pages. And there's only one thing mentioned. That whole book only discusses the name of Allah. Can you imagine now if somebody could pray, you know, author a book of 1,000 pages only on the name of Allah? So how many different dimensions and angles and bases and whatever else it might be about the greatness of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carries two essences, two fundamental aspects. One is the grace of Allah, which is referred to as the quality of Jamal, the grace, the beauty, the mercy, the compassion. And the other one carries in it the Jalal of Allah. That means his greatness, his majesty, his power, his grandeur and so forth. Both these things are actually in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they carry both these things. And these things then will apply to whatever situation we need or where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs to let it manifest itself. So some places will say, yeah, the Jalal of Allah is seen. Some places say, you get the Jamal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they are both encompassed in one particular name. And this name has got great amount of effects. There are lots of beautiful incidents mentioned just with regard to the power of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we heard that one incident, we recorded in the kitabs also, that the ruler of Rome in that time, when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was a khalifa, he said to Sayyidina Umar, please send me something, I have got a permanent excruciating headache. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu sent his topi, his cap, to put on this. So when he put on a cap, the headache was gone, mashallah. No plan, no tablets, no treatment, no nothing, just with the topi. So this man became very curious, it is mentioned. So finally, he had the topi checked out and he had it to some layer. He had one of the layers ripped. And inside there, he found was written, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we also, if you got the greatest of it, just with Bismillah, we can do a lot of things, inshallah, in our favor. And there's another very incident also, it is recorded, important one, recorded in the kitab, which I myself heard once from Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali. Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali was once, he came to South Africa and he went to one madrasa, and the people, you know, they introduced him to one little child. And that child's father had just passed away a few days before in a drowning accident. So the people introduced this little child. So then Mawlana mentioned an incident on that occasion. He says that there was a person who was getting azab in the qabr. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam went past and he saw it. And after a while he went past, he saw that the azab is lifted up from this person and there are malaika standing around him. So Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam could talk to the dead also. So he asked the malaika, earlier I passed on, this man was getting a punishment, now I passed the punishment lifted up, what is happening? So the malaika told Isa alayhi salatu wasalam that this man, before he passed away, He had one small little child who has now been admitted into learning, and he has started reading Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He's taken the name of Allah. So Allah said that, how can I punish the father of that child who is taking my name? So see the power of the name of Allah. Therefore, we make shukr that Allah has given us the beautiful name that we can call him by, and through which we can gain a great amount of closeness to him. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغِ